101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Welcome back to Champlain Valley Game Night, going all the way up until 7 o'clock, and then it is Game 7 of the World Series, Cubs in Cleveland. One team's going to end their drought today, but we're first on the phone on the TikTok Jewelers guest line with Michael Joseph, one of the people high up at Killington in the ski resort. Michael, it's a contradiction to me. We've got Game 7 of the World Series. The calendar says November. My mind says summer mode here, but you guys have been open for a while on the skiing side of things.
Yes, right. Yeah. Thanks for the intro. You maybe put me a little too high up the ladder, but yeah, Killington's home of the longest season in the East. We get started in October, if we can help it, every single year, and we had a nice combination of cold weather and natural snow. Got almost 2 feet of snow so far. So here we are, more than a week into the longest ski season you can find in New England, and it's pretty good conditions. It's a little warmer today, but that just means the snow's softer.
Now, you guys have been open. Man, we were getting snow earlier than I remember here. In beginning, middle of October, you guys were getting snow. How's the business been so far? A lot of people coming out, or does it kind of, once Thanksgiving hits, that's when the real tourists in ski countries comes out?
Yeah, so honestly, both. Ski season definitely kicks off for a lot of people down country closer to Thanksgiving. That's kind of mentally either when, you know, they start thinking about snow, or they start seeing, you know, snow or frost in their backyard. But definitely begins earlier up here. You know, the diehards around New England are always watching the Killington webcams really closely for any sign of snow making, because they know as soon as it gets cold, we're going to go for it. There used to be a little bit more of a competition with Sunday River to see, you know, who's going to go first, and it was all very secretive and very much like a snow making chess game. But I think they've changed their early operations modes there a bit. So we're kind of on our own this year, but still psyched to be open first, to have people skiing and riding. It's what we love to do. It's why we're here. So as soon as we get the cold temperatures, we've got really high elevation here, highest lift service peak in Vermont, second highest in the state, just behind Mansfield. So up on top of the mountain, it can be much different weather conditions than you might have at home or even down here at the base area. We've got about 3,000 feet of vertical drop here. So weather can definitely vary from upper mountain to mid-mountain to the base. But that just kind of makes for, you know, an exciting transitional season where you can ski and snowboard up here at Killington, then you can go mountain biking afterward on your way home.
Michael Joseph of Killington Ski Resort with us here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. You said mentally maybe people start to get into seeing around Thanksgiving. Well, there's going to be a whole lot of competitive skiing going on at Killington around Thanksgiving as well. You guys are bringing the Alpine World Cup back to the Eastern United States for the first time in 25 years. That takes place right around Thanksgiving, November 26th and 27th. We had on Olympic gold medalist Michaela Schifrin a month ago. She's going to be there. What other big names are coming to Killington?
It's hard to say exactly who's going to be here. You know, kind of the way track and field works, you know, you can scratch people off your team up to the last minute. So we know we've got 20 countries from across the globe coming through. Michaela is definitely one of the bigger names for the Americans. We're not sure if Lindsey Vonn is going to race or not, or if she'll be here. So kind of waiting to see this final start list from the teams, but definitely a lot of star power. And, you know, Michaela's got roots here in Vermont, New England, and she's a favorite to be on the podium for both the giant slalom on Saturday and the slalom on Sunday.
What did it take for you guys to get the Alpine World Cup of Skiing to Killington? Did someone approach you guys and say, look, we want to get this thing back on the East Coast? Did you guys have a bid in for 15 years kind of thing? What did it take, and how many people did it take, and how long did it take to get this event back home?
You know, it wasn't quite 15 years, but it's been the better part of a decade that our parent company, Powder, has been very interested in hosting a World Cup race and saw Killington as an ideal venue. You know, we're at a driving distance from New York City and Boston. We've got the Burlington market right here in Vermont as well. So it makes sense for us, especially with the amount of snowmaking horsepower we've got here and the elevation and the dedication to having a long season. A combination of good luck and some political moves. Aspen got the world championships, so that opened up a spot on the calendar early season, so we jumped at it. You know, if anybody's going to be able to make snow for, you know, a race of this caliber, for basically the biggest thing in snow sports, if anybody can pull it off, it's Killington. So we got put on the calendar, and we're really excited about it. It's certainly a challenge for us, but nothing that we don't think we can handle, and we are well on our way. There's a ton of snow up on Superstar right now, and like we said, there's lots of happy people skiing and snowboarding already on other parts of the mountain.
you guys are going to expect a huge crowd at this event. Again, the World Cup of Skiing, 26th, 27th of November. Hard to believe we're in November already. You guys sold out the paid admission areas in less than one day, but you've got a big free general admission section. So how can people who missed out on the paid sections, how can we come and watch?
Right, yeah. So those tickets that sold out were a VIP tent. It's fairly small, so that went super quick, and then some grandstands right in the expo area. So the only difference is that you're going to be either on snow or, you know, if you want to walk up alongside of the race course up to the tree line, you're welcome to do that too. But totally free admission, free parking. Want people to show up bright and early. The expo area is going to open at 7 a.m. each day. We've got opening ceremonies. We've got skydivers from GoPro coming into the finish line between the first and second runs. We've got a free concert from OAR on Saturday after the racing wraps up, all right in the base area. There's going to be 50 different vendors from across Vermont and New England, everything from craft food and drinks up to, you know, hard goods and technology, pretty much anything you could want to do. It's going to fill out your day really well. And if you want to go make turns on the mountain, skiing or snowboarding, you're welcome to do that too. There's some really interesting sight lines across the canyon of the entire race course from other parts of the mountain that are open for skiing. So whatever you're into, I want you to come up to Killington Thanksgiving weekend, avoid all the Black Friday crowds, and be up here with a positive, raucous crowd cheering on the Americans, cheering on the international racers, taking part in the biggest thing since the Winter Olympics.
Michael Joseph of Killington with us here on Champlain Valley Game Night, 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Again, Game 7 of the World Series is tonight. My mind is stuck in summer, but we're talking snow. We're talking skiing right now. All right, now, Michael, look, you sold me. I want to come out to the World Cup of Skiing. I want to try skiing. I have never been skiing before. I know you've got the Olympic-level courses, obviously, that these people are going to be competing on. Where's the bunny hill? Can I get a lesson or something? What kind of services are you offering to the novice?
Oh, absolutely. We've got something for everybody here. A year ago, we won an award called the Conversion Cup. It's given out by the National Ski Areas Association to the best mountain to learn to ski or ride at. So from coast to coast across the country, Killington's your best place to pick up a new sport. We've got an awesome snow sports school, deep with coaches. So whether you're a total first-timer and need the basics, or if you're looking to just kind of brush up on how to ski in the trees or how to ride park, we can tailor a coaching experience to what you're looking to learn. But definitely not all the terrain here is that Black Diamond World Cup kind of trail like you're talking about. We've got skiing open for most abilities right now, and are definitely looking to expand our beginner and intermediate terrain as we approach the holiday periods here, so more people feel comfortable out on the hill.
Well, it's a great opportunity, a great gift-giving opportunity as the holidays come up. Maybe some passes to Killington. And, Michael, I'm going to have to busy the lines right now because I know they're going to go crazy when I say this. But you guys at Killington have actually been kind enough. You are giving us two sets of lift tickets, which is valued at over $200. You are giving those to us, and they can be used at any time. So we're going to, again, busy the lines. Caller number 5 here when we get off the phone is going to be eligible to win those tickets, or you're going to win those tickets. But that's a $200 value you guys are giving us, so thank you.
Oh, happy to do it. Yeah, those are going to be good all season long, so you can use them Thanksgiving weekend running up skiing, or you can wait till a little bit deeper in the season when we've got, you know, knock on wood, waist-deep snow all through the woods, on all 6 of our mountain areas.
Well, Michael Joseph at Killington, I got to let you go because those phones, I know as soon as I unbusy them, they are going to be going. We appreciate the time. Again, the World Cup of Skiing, Alpine World Cup, back in the Eastern U.S. for the first time in 25 years. It's at Killington. And remember, Killington, if you win these tickets or you just want to go anytime, 92 miles, diverse snow sports terrain spread across 6 peaks, the largest ski and snowboard destination in Eastern North America. Michael Joseph, thank you for the time. We look forward to sending a listener out your way anytime during the season.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. We'll see you Thanksgiving weekend.